There was an article this month in the nonprofit news site, The Trace, in collaboration with GQ, that caught our attention. It was about that horrific mass shooting at the 2017 Route 91 Music Festival in Las Vegas and the impact it has had on coroners. In Clark County, the coroner there had to work around the clock to identify and declare the cause of death for the 58 people who were killed that day back in 2017, including the shooter. As you can imagine, it has taken a significant mental and physical toll in what is considered one of the deadliest mass shootings in modern American history. John Futenberg is head coroner for Clark County, and he's been a driving force behind a new effort to make sure that coroners receive the help they need after tragedies like this. And John, welcome.
Thank you, Tanya. I appreciate it.
When we hear about coroners, it's often in direct relation to a tragedy, an investigation, perhaps onto how someone died or under violent or suspicious circumstances. This is really the work that you do. You all are often called experts in death. But what happened here? How does an office like yours even begin to take on such a number?
Well, it's overwhelming to say the least. I mean, we've been very fortunate here in Clark County. We've always had it as an office priority to do a lot of training and exercising, and we've got some support over the years, some federal grant money and different support from different areas in preparing. So we, you know, I don't want to tell you that we were prepared, because I don't think any coroner medical examiner's office can be prepared for something like this, but we at least had a foundation of training and had an idea of what we would do. So that helped a lot.
One of the things that you all had to do was notify families of the deceased. There was actually 4,000 people who passed through this family assistance center that you and your staff set up for relatives and survivors after the shooting. In this case, it's a major undertaking. You all spent hours and hours there. How did your office do that?
Well, we have had in our local plans to have our agency be the primary agency that handles the family assistance center for probably over a decade. And the one thing that we realized very quickly is that's not a good idea, because we're so overwhelmed by just the recovery of the decedents and performing the postmortem examination on the decedents, and then again notifying their next of kin once we have them identified, that it just wasn't a good idea. So we were very fortunate where our Clark County Office of Emergency Management, which is under our Clark County Fire Department, came in and really helped us through it and provided a huge amount of support. So we couldn't have done it without their help. Fortunately, that went pretty well, all things considered.
I'm just thinking about this. This is the job that you do, but you're also human beings. Before this shooting, you developed a survey for your staff in order to understand the psychological impacts of this work. What did you learn from that survey?
Well, the idea was we have, and it I want to make it clear, it wasn't me. It was you know, I contributed to it, but there were a lot of people that were involved in just trying to figure out what we could do for our staff. You know, we the survey was really designed to talk about, this was pre-October 1, so this was something that, you know, it's not a secret that, right, it was before the shooting, and it was something that, you know, it's no secret that our staff, they see things that police and fire aren't even exposed to on a regular basis. And you can imagine what police and fire see. So our staff are responding to two or three tragic, unexpected deaths every single shift. So to think that we shouldn't have some sort of wellness efforts already in place. And so the survey was designed just to ask the staff what types of calls that they find difficult and what types of services would match those types of calls. So we found what we thought we would find, and that was that they didn't want it to be mandatory, and we found what a lot of agencies have found, that the peer-to-peer support is really the most beneficial type of support. You know, they don't want to sit down with a manager after they handle this call, because that's intimidating and that can add a level of stress in and of itself. So that's what the survey was designed to find out.
You also, after the shooting, realized that people needed help badly. You brought in counselors, a bunch of other unorthodox comforting measures, 19 golden retrievers, meditation and yoga instructors, soft lighting and floor cushions. How did your staff react to all of this?
You know, there was a percentage of staff that responded very well to that and really took advantage of it. But one of the challenges is these people are so used to what they're dealing with that oftentimes it's hard to even get them to participate in the different types of services. So what we were trying to do is just throw all sorts of services at them and hopefully they would take advantage of something. So I think it was successful. I mean, we did, you mentioned some of the non-traditional services that were successful, and then some of the traditional, the group debriefings and things like that were successful. But I don't think you can ever do enough for people that see what our staff sees, but we're just trying to help in any way we can.
Let's talk a little bit about cost. There wasn't funding set aside for these therapeutic programs, so you went to the state legislature to change that. Tell us more about that effort.
Well, after the shooting, there was some support from the federal government. There's a federal grant that's made available to communities that have had this sort of incident, and that's what got us through about the first year. But you know, these types of incidences are extremely expensive for local government. So we were fortunate enough to get a bill passed during our 2019 legislative session here in Nevada, and that bill is going to provide at least $100,000, if not $200,000 a year to develop a mental health program. So we're working with the University of Las Vegas, of Nevada, Las Vegas, and they're actually doing a research project, and they're working on a mental health program, mental health and wellness program that we're going to try to publish, and we're going to use here in our office and tie that funding directly to their recommendations. So we're very excited about that potential. And as importantly, we're going to try to publish that so the whole country and every corner medical examiner's office can take advantage of that, because it's just not something that our local governments can fund. So it's always a battle to get the funding to help with things like that.
You mentioned, John, how you would love to see this operationalized in Las Vegas and in other places. What other changes would you like to see, not only for Clark County, but for coroners throughout the country?
Well, I think it's plain, it's very simple, and that is make it a priority, right? Everybody wants to hide behind the excuse of not having funding available, and certainly that's a good reason to you know, that's a realistic barrier. But I think people just need to make it a priority, and first is recognition. I mean, there's so many people in our field that think that if you ignore the wellness and the mental health of your staff, you can get through it, and if you pay a lot of attention to it, you almost create victims and bring that attention to it. And I think that's just ridiculous thinking. I think the priority needs to be just making the awareness and being aware that you've got to do something aggressive for the mental health of people who are seeing, you know, these tragic deaths every day of their life, and then turning around and notifying their family members. I mean, you can imagine how stressful it would be to knock on the door of a mother whose 16-year-old daughter got killed in a motor vehicle accident at 2 a.m. and you're the one notifying her of that, right? That's a stressful job, not to mention picking the human remains up off the highway after an accident. And I know that sounds very graphic, but I think that's, you know, that's the reality, and that's something that our staff deal with every day. So we've got to pay attention to it and understand that unless you do something, they're gonna suffer, and they'll probably still suffer, but at least you can minimize that a bit.
John, thank you for shedding light on the work that you do. That's John Futenberg. He is head coroner for Clark County. Thank you for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.